From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Here in Washington, President Obama says the Syrian civil war is not going to become a proxy war between the U.S. and Russia as the two countries conduct airstrikes on different groups inside of Syria. Mr. Obama spoke Friday about Russian President Vladimir Putin's strategy in Syria.
He doesn't distinguish between ISIL and a moderate Sunni opposition that wants to see Mr. Assad go. From their perspective, they're all terrorists. And that's a recipe for disaster, and it's one that I reject.
President Obama said that this lack of distinction will have consequences for Syria that emerges from the conflict because the moderates will be needed to help run the country. Nor does Mr. Obama think the Putin strategy is a very popular one. The medical group Doctors Without Borders says three of its staff members are dead. More than 30 are unaccounted for after its trauma center in the northern Afghan city of Kunduz suffered sustained bombing early today. Afghan troops backed by U.S. airstrikes have been engaged in heavy fighting in Kunduz against Taliban militants who took over the city earlier in the week. Authorities in Afghanistan say at least 60 people have been killed and 466 wounded in the battle between government troops and the Taliban for control of Kunduz. Nigerian officials are saying the capital, Abuja, has been rocked by two explosions. No group immediately claimed responsibility. The attack has attributes of others by homegrown extremist group Boko Haram. Militant group has killed more than 10,000 Nigerians since 2009 and is part of the campaign to impose Islamic rule on northern Nigeria. This is VOA News. The United Nations Refugee Agency is reporting an overwhelming number of refugees and migrants crossing the Mediterranean from Turkey and are arriving in Greece, followed by Italy, with 131,000 people arriving so far this year. UNHCR says 97% of those fleeing to Europe by sea are from the world's top 10 refugee-producing countries, led by Syria, Afghanistan, and Iraq. UNHCR spokesman Adrian Edwards tells VOA that European countries have announced a program for relocating 120,000 refugees among EU countries and have increased funding, but he says this is not enough to tackle the critical situation.
Although public attention has moved away this week from Europe's refugee emergency, it's very clear this is a continuing, very large-scale emergency that's underway. People are moving through all these countries en route. Many of the problems still have to be addressed. There has to be proper, a united approach to all levels of managing this crisis. And there's lots more work still to be done. In addition to that, the factors driving these flows are not going away.
In light of the quickly evolving situation in Europe, the UNHCR has revised its appeal for the so-called Special Mediterranean Initiative. The plan aims to assist refugees arriving in Europe from the Middle East, West, and East Africa. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko says he feels cautious optimism following talks in Paris with the Russian, French, and German leaders on reviving the peace process for eastern Ukraine. It was the first meeting since the leaders worked out a peace deal in Minsk in February. That accord has been troubled, but there have been signs of progress in recent weeks, including a breakthrough agreement this week on withdrawing tanks and many weapons. U.S. government investigators have recovered a number of weapons possessed by a lone gunman who went on a shooting rampage at a community college in the state of Oregon on Thursday. Selenez Nunez is a U.S. federal arms officer.
So far, we've recovered 13 weapons. Out of those 13 weapons, we currently have in custody. Six were recovered at the school. Seven were recovered at the shooter's residence.
Investigators believe this was a case of domestic terrorism, no ties to any international group. Australian officials said today the shooting death of a police official by a teenager in Sydney was likely politically motivated and does appear to be an act of terrorism. The unidentified 15-year-old shot a New South Wales police finance worker in the back of the head at close range Friday outside a police station in the western Sydney suburb. The boy was killed in a subsequent shootout with police.
That's the latest world news from VOA.